Recorded Books presents The Lady Plays with Fire by Susanna Craig, narrated by Elizabeth Jasicki. Prologue. Castle Dunstan, Scotland, June 1810. Graham Mackay sat with his elbows propped on the scarred oak desk that had once belonged to the first Earl of Dunstan, his great-great-great-grandfather. A more sentimental man would have known precisely how many greats. Despite his present prayerful posture, eyes closed, palms together, Graham wasn't a man given to displays of sentiment, or any other sign of weakness. Without looking up, he urged his secretary, Simon Keynes.
"Go on."
"Aye, my lord."
A burr scraped in Keynes' throat, and papers rustled.
"The scenery has been painted by a skilful hand, and the costumes are well tailored," the man read, his voice flat and the words quick, as if he were hurrying through an unpleasant task.
"Very little more may be ventured as praise for Anson Blackadder's latest desecration of the stage. Even the best performers of the day couldn't improve lines so obviously designed to offend and insult, with nothing of humour about them."
A pause, followed by an audible swallow.
"Alas, Mr. Blackadder's reputation as a playwright doesn't attract the best performers of the day."
The crackle and hiss of a fire in the hearth would have filled the awful silence that followed, but it was at least nominally spring, no matter how damp and blustery the day, and cosiness had never been Graham's way. He ought, however, to take pity on poor Keynes. Bad enough to charge the man with scouring every two-bit ink-wasting periodical in the British Isles, and they were legion, as it turned out, for any mention of Blackadder's scandalous satirical work. To require him to read those words aloud, no matter how critical, no matter how cutting, bordered a little on cruel.
"Nor,"
Keynes concluded, forcing the words over his reluctant tongue when Graham made no sign to desist.
"With so little attempt at decorum or civility, should vice is its own reward, attract the finest audience, or indeed any audience at all."
Splotches of red, mortification, Graham supposed, mottled Keane's face, only highlighting his pale, thin features. But really, the fellow ought to be used to it by now. In discussing Blackadder's plays, the papers always dripped with words like shocking, offensive, disgraceful. Thanks to them, every seat in the theatre was full, night after night. For his part, Graham felt only relief. If people were daft enough to pay for the pleasure of being spat at and kicked, why shouldn't he profit from it? A positive review could set the whole enterprise on its ear. Graham pressed the tips of his forefingers more firmly against his lips, the better to disguise the sardonic smile that had begun to curve them.
"Are there others, Mr. Keynes?" he murmured.
Once he felt certain of his ability to keep any hint of pleasure from his voice. He had long since provided a reasonable excuse for his interest in how Blackadder got on. Patron, Graham had described himself. Investor. Interested party. Nonetheless, he wondered from time to time whether Keynes suspected the truth, whether he knew he was, in fact, delivering every scathing review to the playwright himself.
"Surely, my lord, what I've read is sufficient to—"
Graham opened his eyes and fixed his secretary with a look. Briefly meeting Graham's gaze from
Sample complete. Ready to continue?